Good morning, hello.
Hey, morning. Happy hump day.
I just want to say, Pricey, well done on the cheese platter yesterday.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Cheese platter redemption. It was just lovely. Thank you for having us over.
Oh, you're very welcome. We just had a little barbecue in the back garden because we were saying bye to your parents. They've left today.
They're still in bed. I think they're flying out at 10 a.m. this morning.
Nice.
So I said goodbye this morning to Mum and Dad, who've been here, Sue and Daryl. They've been here for 3 weeks.
Yeah, so. But it's gone so fast this time.
And it's been good. This morning, when I was saying goodbye, I will miss them.
They're lovely parents.
If you don't know and you haven't heard us before, last time they were here for 3 months. That's a quarter of a year.
Yeah. They cut it down this time. This time I spoke to your mum yesterday and Susan said, you know what? I think this time it was the right amount of time to live here.
Yeah.
I was like, well,
yeah. Definitely cut it down to 10% of the time that they were here last time. That's the right time.
It's going to be so quiet when you get home. You're going to be like, well, yeah. There's just no noise.
I know, actually. Yeah. So, but it's been good. But thanks for having us over last night. Massive day, obviously, hump day. We're going to get through this.
Yes, we are.
We're going to send you, or hopefully be sending you off to London.
Yeah, we're going to do that a bit later on. We're also going to play Beat the Intro this hour, so make sure you give us a call anytime, 04-423-9992.
Okay, coming up in the Need to Know as well, you won't believe what is inspiring the new trend of baby names this time.
Give you the details on the way.
Need to Know.
Oh, I couldn't believe this morning. You know how this is like a gripe of mine, baby names?
Yes.
Like specifically celebrity baby names.
Mm-hmm.
They're always naming their kids something stupid.
Yeah. Well, you always, as soon as you hear a baby name, you try to think, okay, is this baby going to be bullied by their name?
Correct. Mm. I'm just looking out for the kids, that's all. Tell me if this rings a bell for you. I'm going to say some of these names, and you let me know what you think, if they ring any bells. Inga, Tava, Maum, Ingo.
Is it like some sort of like Viking?
Very close.
Day's name?
Very close. They're the untreated solid wood range of furniture that you can buy at IKEA.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's inspiring the new trend of baby names, it appears. Now, I did double check this story that it wasn't a April Fool's story that were floating around the last couple of days. This is true. This is real.
No.
Parents are going to IKEA. They're writing down the names of the furniture, but they're not going to the pickup. They're writing them down on a list and taking them home. And
for
inspiring
potential baby names?
Yes.
No.
Yes, they are.
Really?
Yeah.
Do that.
There's a writer that suggested that naming your baby after IKEA furniture may seem ridiculous at first glance, but don't dismiss the idea. Maum is a name that has been used by IKEA for its simple, streamlined, designed bedroom range.
I'm pretty sure I do have Maum drawers. Or in my past, I have owned that. Oh, no.
Parenting sites highlight a range of furniture lines which double as names, some of which I've already mentioned. Inga, which is the women's version, or Inge. Tava is the solid wood range. Well, I think I've got a Tava cabinet.
Or what about the wood veneer finishes? So, like, the actual colours? Because one of them is beech, B-E-E-C-H.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine naming your daughter that.
Well, I think that's a type of wood as well. Solid beech.
Yeah.
Billy, that's just a name anyway,
Billy's,
I suppose.
Yeah, that's a bit boring for IKEA. You need to up that.
Yeah, that's your go-to IKEA furniture anyway, isn't it? But anyway, that's what we're going to be seeing going around the next couple of years' time.
Well, just tells me there needs to be a new Twilight series.
Why is that?
Because then we can have more Bellas and Edward Cullens and all that.
Okay.
I'd rather those than some IKEA names.
Right. I didn't actually know that they were inspired by Twilight. Okay. Right. Hey, coming up, we want to play Beat the Intro with you. We've been playing this all week. It's a lot of fun. We just played before with you guys in the studio.
Yeah, we did. It's easier than you think. And up for grabs is 500 dirhams to spend at Dusitani Hotel inside Nippon Bottle Company.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of fun there. Lots of cool guys' nights as well, not just ladies' nights.
Yeah.
There's a gentleman night there as well.
And also, it's getting closer to the end of the week, so you're going to want this.
Yeah, if you want to play along, just call us now, 04-423-9992.
Harry and Pricey, we're getting into work this morning. This is Dubai 92. So last Thursday, we went out. We had an event to attend. I'll tell you all the details of it in a moment. I just wanted to tell you how I felt first, Pricey.
Okay, I love hearing how you feel.
Mm. I can relate to a bride who has hired the wrong wedding photographer for their wedding. And they obviously, it's their one special day. They may not ever repeat that day ever again.
Mm-hmm.
They share a relationship with their groom, and and whoever it may be, they're close, and these photos represent a love that they have together and perhaps the success of the future. And then the wedding photos come back and the bride's blurry and they've got a bad photograph of her, maybe even pulling a funny face in between shots.
Yeah.
That's how I felt when I received our photograph back that we did for our Hot 100 shoot for one of the magazine publications here.
Yeah. I love how you just compared our photo in the Hot 100 to a wedding photo.
Well, because, you know, it's a work marriage, Pricey.
It is a work marriage. You are my work husband.
And you are my work wife. And we hope to have the future success for the rest of our lives, obviously in this career. And things like publications with our photograph in them is an important part of our work marriage.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're talking about the photo. We're in the Hot 100 in the Ahlai magazine this week and this year, in fact.
Mm.
And, I like the photo. I think it's really nice.
Well, I wanted to make it as relatable as possible because, you know, the Hot 100, it's a publication, Ahlai magazine, they put it out.
Yeah.
And I actually did put the photograph up on Instagram. Maybe we can put it up on our own Instagram as well.
We will do, yeah.
But... So it's a photo of you and I. Mm-hmm. You are stunning.
Thank you very much.
You cannot take a bad photo. You're beautiful.
Oh, you're too nice.
But it's true. And we've got a double page spread, which is great, in the magazine. But they've got a photo of me and you know when you make like a fish face?
Yeah. And you're like, well, to set the scene, we're at the Dubai Canal Bridge, the footbridge.
Mm.
And... we were just having all these cool photos, and I tell you what, I think we would have taken at least 150 photos.
Correct.
There were so many photos to choose from.
Yeah.
And then a guy was, he was just, you know, casually riding across the bridge, and the photographer's like, hey, you, can we borrow your bike? And this poor guy who was probably getting to work or coming home from work was like, yeah, sure. So there we are. You're playing around with this bike, and it must have been heavy or something.
It was a really heavy Malvern Star.
Yeah, you pulled up the bike and the front wheel of it, and you must have been like, phew, that's heavy.
Yes, it was. It was that face you make when you lift something heavy.
It was like a phew.
Yeah.
So you picked it up, and the photographer just managed to get that shot. Yep. And I'm looking, you know, in focus, and I'm at the front, and there you are.
Yeah.
Big puffy cheeks blowing out some sort of steam in the background. Blurry.
Lifting every item blurred in the background.
But you look good. You're wearing a black suit. You're wearing all black everything. You look great.
It was such a shame. But look, it'll be fine. As Rog pointed out yesterday, this was one of these, like, you know when someone says a compliment but you're not really quite sure? He's like, it's okay, mate. You're in the crease of the magazine anyway, so no one can really tell.
Scandal.
Looks like Angie and Brad are finally close to confirming the details of their divorce. It did get a little bit stickier in a few places there when Angie was saying, you know, Brad's not doing too well. He's not doing good for the kids. I don't want him near them.
That's right.
Yeah, and now they're figuring it all out now that they've had some time apart, which is really good because they announced their separation like over a year ago. And now it looks like it's being rushed apparently because Angie has found love.
Okay.
She's moved on. So her new guy apparently isn't a celebrity or high profile, but apparent friends are saying that she's smitten and that it's a good thing because now she's being nicer to Brad about the settlement and everything as well. Like, she just wants to kind of get it done.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, so they think it's crucial for the children that they have a respectful separation. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anyone, celebrity or not.
And also, like, you still, like, obviously the children want to be with both their parents at some point. So, like, you know, obviously not together, but, like, different times. So you've got to be respectful.
Yeah, totally. I honestly, I feel like we haven't talked about it for ages. Like, it's just been really quiet.
It has.
Yeah.
I know. It's kind of sad in a way because you always see Angie with the kids. They're always out shopping, doing everything and having a great time. And then you always see Brad in, like, a car park or, like, you know, in the back street. You know what I mean? Like, he's always alone and he's always just chilling.
Well, there's nothing wrong with chilling out in a car park.
Like, no, but he's always, like, photographed in a car park walking somewhere.
Yeah.
By himself.
It's really unexciting life.
Yeah.
Like, we always think these celebrities have this super exciting life. He's like, I'm just in the car park, guys.
Just looking for my car like everyone else in Dubai Mall car park.
Oh, Mall of the Emirates gets me. I always go to the wrong level. Seriously, every single day. I'm over it now.
Same.
I'm over it.
I'm always like, it's green. It was green.
Yeah.
Nope, I was in the orange.
Why have so many escalators everywhere? Anyway, sorry, off track, but
it is. Moving over to Mariah Carey, her sister. sisters revealed that she can barely afford to afford food. She's struggling to survive on her benefits. Her name is Alison Carey. And she said none of her family members have offered to help out, even though she desperately needs around 10,000 dirhams to buy false teeth because she had them pulled out. So this was apparently because of a vicious attack by an intruder who was armed with a baseball bat in 2016, and she had to stay in hospital for several weeks.
My goodness, what a story.
Oh, it's like a whole, like...
drama.
Yeah. You know those movies you watch when you're just like, there's surely nothing more can happen to you, and you think, okay, this is fine because it's fiction.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's creative writing.
Yeah.
Alison Carey is living that.
Is it just me? Or because I don't know if it's in my head. I have visions of Mariah Carey as the evil sisters from Cinderella.
Well, kind
like
of,
keeping her sister locked up in the basement
well,
with no teeth.
Well, I feel bad. Well, she does suffer from various addictions.
Okay.
But she's still living in a really nice area of New York.
Yeah.
But while she was in hospital, she obviously couldn't afford her apartment at the same time. So she, like, her landlord took back the apartment. Like, all these different things were happening. All her belongings were being thrown out because they needed to release the apartment. Meanwhile, Mimi, who's worth, like, over $600 million.
Loaded, yeah.
Hasn't really kind of done anything for her, which is a little bit sad.
Dear.
Yeah, I know. I always hit up my brother for money.
I always hit up your brother for money. Guy's an investment banker. He's loaded.
He doesn't give us any, but yeah, we still ask.
I've been messaging. I'm reduced to messaging him on Instagram now. Do you know that? I'm like, hi, Dean. It's rent quarters due. It's like, please stop messaging me.
More scandal in 1 hour.
Thank you. On 7 o'clock, you are with us. You can join us anytime here, 4009, to send us a text or 04423-9992 if you want to get in touch with us over the phone.
Huge show on the way for you. We've got a huge announcement as well just before 8 o'clock this morning. You don't want to miss this. It's got something to do with our beautiful city and something you think maybe you've missed out on.
Yeah, you haven't missed
out. You haven't missed out.
Just yet.
It's all good.
Well, you have if you miss our announcement, so don't miss that. Otherwise, you miss two things and you'll be like, seriously.
There's a lot of missing going on.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Now, stand by. We're going to play Pan Pipes and Pop Songs, new little game we love here at Dubai 92 that we've been playing all this week that you're loving as well. You know those like Pan Pipe cover songs you hear in spas that you go to?
Yeah, and then you just sit there while you're getting massaged, racking your brain, wondering, what is this song? I know this song. Mm. It's been panpiped so well.
It may actually pay off for you because you could win with us.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We're going to play it next.
Harry and Pricey, we're getting into work this morning. You can join us anytime. 4009 is our text number or 04423-9992. Been playing a game all week called Panpipes and Pop Songs.
Yeah, we are. And today, this morning, the prize is actually pretty cool. It's a personalised genetics test for you. It's worth over 1,500 dirhams at the Retreat Palm Dubai M Gallery by Sofitel.
Right.
Which is like the first well-being resort in the Middle East. It looks pretty stunning. So your personal transformation, it's closer than you think. And this personalized genetics test could be cool. Like it would be good for diet, be good to know. Like it's just nice to know things about your body.
Well, this stuff's right up your alley.
Yeah, I like it.
Genetic test stuff.
Love it.
Yeah, I think you'd love it if you win this prize. We have a Peruvian pop panpipe band that come in and they play covers of pop songs, kind of like what you'd hear in spas.
Yes.
Hot tip, a lot of the time it is covers of Cyndi Lauper songs.
Mm-hmm.
Not today, though.
Not today.
Yeah.
What have we got today?
All right, okay, bring them in. Come on, guys. Here we go. let's crank it up. Probably got it. We're on fire this morning. Our producer Layla is crying in the corner.
Producer Layla's loving that song.
Yeah.
She knows it in all forms of,
knows all the words,
of instruments.
Thinks that they sing it to her.
They do.
Do you like the panpipe version of that song, Producer Layla?
I don't like it. I love it.
Thank you, Simon Cowell.
Have you heard that song in the harmonica edition?
There's a harmonica edition?
Pretty epic.
Clearly not a big fan.
Why do you know that there's a harmonica edition of that song?
I know everything.
Well, I know everything about the harmonica world, guys. I subscribe to Harmonica Weekly.
No, that is the pop song in panpipe version. What do you think the song is? Text it through 4009 with your name, because you could be off to the Retreat Palm Dubai M Gallery by Sofitel, which is on the Palm, and it's stunning.
Yeah,
it's
real stunning.
Really cool there. Your personal transformation is closer than you think. Text it through 4009.
Seven, we are playing panpipes and pop songs. Been doing this all week. We get on a panpipe cover of a pop song. You just got to guess what it is on 4009. This was today's. A Peruvian panpipe band. They're expensive. You often wonder sometimes.
It's a pop song turned into the panpipe edition, and it's because it's for the Retreat Palm Dubai M Gallery by Sofitel, which is very relaxing, very nice. It's out on the Palm. It's your personal transformation, which is closer than you think. And up for grabs today was the personalized genetics test for you, and it's worth over 1,500 dirhams.
Yeah, chicks love getting this stuff done. You find out what you can and you can't eat and things that are bad for you.
Yeah, it's so cool because everyone always follows diets and stuff, and it's like, well, my blood's probably different to Jessica Alba's.
Maybe I can eat Big Macs and be skinny.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this test is really good for
Fingers
you to see
crossed.
What you can and what you can't eat. And all you had to do was guess this morning's panpipe pop song.
Yeah, a lot of wrong guesses on 4009 as well. It's not James Brown.
Sorry, Renee. Yeah. It's not, you can't always get what you want.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's not My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
Although panpipe classic, though.
That is a panpipe classic, but it's not that one.
Yeah, hot guess. Stacey is on 4009. Morning, Stace.
Morning.
Hey, what do you think today's song is?
In One Direction, Little Things.
One Direction, Little Things? I won't let these little things it is. Producer Layla, stop crying.
Oh, gosh.
She's in the corner.
Someone get her a tissue.
Yeah. They're speaking to me. No, they're not. Well done, Stacey. You've won. That is today's nice one.
Well That's done, awesome. Stacey. You are off to the Retreat Palm Dubai M Gallery by Sofitel.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. You're going to love that, Stacey. If you missed out this morning, we will do it again tomorrow.
Yes, panpipes and pop songs returns this time tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Is this gluten-free? This is a warehouse that was converted from an indoor farmer's market. Totally sounds better on vinyl.
The hipster alarm has been fired. You need to know something that happened yesterday.
If you've never listened to the show before, we like to keep you abreast of hipster information so you can be alert and vigilant out there in the UAE.
Yep.
I wouldn't say we dislike hipsters on this show.
No, we don't.
We just like to...
It's just something you need to be aware of.
Just like to acknowledge sometimes the stupid stuff they do.
Yeah, and this hipster happening happened all the way in Los Angeles, but it is making global headlines the world.
Is that right?
Yes. So do you know Lisa from the Veronicas?
Yes.
Love the Veronicas. We've chatted with them before. They're lovely girls.
Very lovely girls.
So Lisa from the Veronicas, she had her engagement party yesterday with her fiancé, Logan Huffman, who's like an inspiring actor. I watched them on Insta stories. They seem like a really lovely couple. But they're very hipster, like super hipster.
Okay.
So during their engagement party, it was all kind of, it was really sweet. They had this huge grazing table. You know how grazing tables are the in thing now?
Oh, yeah.
Like the platters on the table.
Yeah, lovely.
So they had a full-on vegan grazing platter that her Lisa's sister put on for her, which was really beautiful. Then they went into this really bizarre ritual with all the guests at the engagement party.
Right.
So Logan, who's very kind of down, like he's very down to earth and very humble, very hipster.
He's the kind of guy that would make matching anklets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like to give you an idea, he at his engagement party, he had his hair slicked back, like really oiled back. He was wearing a black shirt that was tucked into black pants and red braces.
Oof.
Yeah. Anyway, so he decided that he wanted to do this kind of spiritual ritual with all of the guests. It was kind of like Reiki, which is a form of alternative medicine from Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so he gets some tobacco. He wraps it in paper, scrunches it up, and then distributes it amongst the guests.
Well, that sounds awesome. Everyone's getting free ciggies.
No,
that's what my wedding would be like.
Because then the tobacco is wrapped in red fabric. And by each guest, and each guest is holding their tobacco-wrapped fabric in the air, and they start chanting. It's extremely bizarre.
This is some kind of Marlboro cult or something. What is this?
I don't know. So Logan was saying he was chanting and everyone was replying with Uma Ushka, which is it's just a way of like being together and celebrating your union with your new partner when you get married.
You're saying this like you know about it. Well, it's a foreign language to me.
You know what? It's funny how much you can learn in one Insta story. It's crazy.
Have you got some of the Insta story here?
Yeah, here is Logan and Lisa from the Veronicas with their guests who know, by the way, no one wore shoes. That's very hipster.
Oh, so it stinks there. All right, let's roll it. This is at the hipster wedding.
Energy all good. But this is something of the earth that's meant for communication and talking. Amma
Bivada.
Amma
Bivada.
Okay, I've heard enough.
So, of course, they're like chanting in the air and they're doing all this stuff. Then they throw the tobacco into the fire. And every single guest is doing this with one hand. And in the other hand, of course, they're all videoing it for their Insta stories.
Yeah.
So it's like the millennial hipsters.
Just stay aware, everybody. And I don't. If you're going to have an engagement party or a wedding like that, I shan't be attending.
You won't be attending.
No, I won't be ooga-chuggering along to
that. I was going to do that, and I was going to serve every single drink at my engagement party in a jar.
Oh, yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If you don't know as well, I don't drink things out of jars. Jars are for the holding of jam. Conserves.
Preserves.
And chutney. Okay? Not drinks. Thank you very much.
Oh, dear.
Thank you. Regardless, Pricey, thank you for bringing this to our attention.
I just felt like everyone needs to know about the most hipster wedding that went down yesterday.
Pricey's scandal.
Ed Sheeran is so sick of all these lawsuits against him about him ripping off their music and stealing melodies. And this time he's had enough. He's not taking this lawsuit. It's between him and two guys called Sean Carey and Bo Golden. And this time it's for the song that he wrote for Tim McGraw, which is the song called Rest of Our Life.
Yeah.
Now it's Tim and Faith Hill.
Okay.
They sang the song. And Ed Sheeran wrote it. Anyway, these two guys, Sean and Bo, they're saying, you know what, you stole our melody, Ed, and we're going to sue you. And finally, because Ed usually stays pretty quiet about these things.
Yeah.
This time Ed's fired back his own documents and he said, you know what, it's an independently created musical composition. I never sought your permission because I wrote this. It's an original Ed Sheeran song.
Correct.
And he never usually does that. He usually just lays low. And this time he's just like, I've had enough.
Even I'm sick of it. What was that song? And he had to pay the writers of No Scrubs all this money?
Yeah.
Shape of You? I think it was. Didn't even sound anything like it. But he just paid them to shut them up.
Mm.
Like,
this time he's like, no way.
But you know, it's no self-respect, I think, if you're gaining profit because someone writes a song that sounds a little bit like yours.
I know. Like, and also, like, can you imagine like just listening to every single beat and bar and be like, oh, yeah, that sounds right there. Sounds similar.
Exactly. There's only like 12 notes.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to sound the same. Oh, it annoys me as well.
It'll annoy us until one day, maybe, if you write a song, you'll be like, hang on. Ed.
Oh, I would do a complete 180 on my morals, and I will say I would definitely chase money. You know that about me.
So Ed Sheeran's mate Taylor Swift, she's got a stalker, and the stalker has been sentenced to 10 years probation. His name is Frank Hoover, and he was taking it to a whole new level. He even got Taylor Swift's dad's email address and was sending Taylor's dad all his emails. And it's actually not what you think. It's not because he loves Taylor Swift and that he wants to be close to her. He actually doesn't like her and he doesn't want her to be spreading he says that she's spreading different messages and silly messages. And so it was kind of the opposite kind of stalker.
Which is probably scarier.
Yeah, it's actually trolling, basically.
Yeah.
It's taking trolling to a whole new level. So this guy has been given 10 years probation. He actually will be monitored by GPS for the first year of his probation as well to stay away from her.
Sure, it is.
Yeah, he's having to do a lot. He's got to complete psychological testing, substance classes, everything.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same as when you apply for a job here.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
Crazy. And Tom Hardy, he's barely recognizable at the moment. He's playing Al Capone in a biopic.
Yeah.
And this guy is completely committing to this role. He's dropped a lot of weight. He looks so different, like lost all the muscle.
Right.
And he's also completely shaved his head clean because obviously Al Capone, back in, you know, when they're actually doing the biopic, the time of his life, he's got thinning hair. He looks different.
Yeah, yeah.
And if Tom Hardy really wants to kind of, you know, emulate what Al Capone looked like, he has to do it as well.
He's a real method actor, this guy, isn't he? Really commits, yeah.
Yeah, he is. And, like, I think he's fantastic. But, yeah, you can, he's completely shaved it off. He's got this thinning hair wig now that he uses. And you can check out the complete transition on our Insta stories.
Okay, we'll jump on socials at Dubai92. That's where you can find us.
So had a little barbecue yesterday in the back garden just to send off your parents because they've gone back to Australia after spending 3 weeks here with you.
It was
Harry. Lovely.
Thank you so much for doing that.
Of course. Pleasure. It was so nice. It was just, you know, just family, just your family and some friends. And Kiwi Jamie, my partner, obviously came over after work. And so he came over and he was a little bit late. So he just kind of went and got a change of clothes and then came out to the party.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he came out to the party, of course, he brought out his new possession, which is a drone that he's bought.
Yeah.
And straight away gathered the lads only, and then took them out to the kind of the back garden pool area away from the party to show them him, like, just how it works and stuff, like just kind of just over our pool area to see.
Just a quick caveat. I noticed he didn't ask me because I think he knows that I prefer the company of women drinking bubbles and gossiping.
Yeah.
Not into man things like drones.
That is true, actually.
Didn't even ask me.
Sitting with us.
Yeah.
And it took all the boys out and they were all kind of looking at the drone. Like it was kind of like a dad thing, wasn't it? It was like, come see my new toy, fellas.
Yeah.
Let's go and fly the drone.
It was buzzing around above us.
Yeah.
Like a chorus of kazoos the thing makes, doesn't it? Oh, it just was irritating, if anything.
So I thought, oh, this is a little bit like socially unacceptable, you know? Like, you've just got to a party, you haven't sat down, you've taken the boys out with the drone already.
Yeah.
And left us here to talk about fun stuff.
Me personally, when it happened, I'm going to preface what I'm about to say with I'm probably not the leading authority on what is and isn't socially acceptable.
This is true.
Like, I'm wearing track pants for the second day in a row today. That's just one example.
The same pair.
That comes to mind. Yes. So it didn't strike me as something that was socially unacceptable, but I know how you feel being his partner.
You know, when you just think of those things, you're like, what's everyone thinking right now? Do they think the same thing as I'm thinking? What's going on? So I was just a little bit conscious of it.
So, for instance, I've been in trouble from my partner, long distance Danny, for something like this before. And she has said those exact words. She's like, that is so socially unacceptable, is throwing away birthday cards as soon as you get them.
See, what?
That was what she said too.
What do you mean you throw it out? So you read it and then throw it out?
Yeah.
You don't even display it on the mantelpiece for a week?
Well, okay, so someone gives you a gift. Might have even been producer Layla to come over on my birthday. I can't remember. And long distance Danny was there, and she gave me my birthday present. I read the card and said, thank you very much, and threw it in the bin. I didn't think that, because it's the message. You don't forget the message. What a short-term memory have you got if you need a card hanging around to remind yourself that someone said happy birthday to you? Well, you know what day it happened.
They've taken the time to go and purchase the card. They've taken the time to get a pen and think about what they're going to write. Then they write it down for you and you read it and chuck it out.
I wouldn't waste my money on a card for Harry.
Not anymore. I'm not going to either.
Not anymore. Yeah, just lower.
Never.
Understandably. Yeah. Okay, this isn't about me.
Sorry.
Okay. This is your partner that did something socially unacceptable.
Oh, yeah.
4009, what does your partner do that you find socially unacceptable?
Yes.
And it may be, but we can decide as well. But if they do something, maybe we do it as well. 4009, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, come and make us feel normal, please, for once.
That's going to be hard.
That's a stretch. 4009.
What does your partner do that's socially unacceptable? We'll get you on. Asking you, what socially unacceptable thing does your partner do after your partner, Pricey, yesterday at a barbecue decided to take all the men away and ask them to watch him fly his drone?
Show them his new toy. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's not that thrilling watching someone fly a drone. I'm sorry, but it really is just like, But boys like all those remote control things.
They do, yeah, yeah, that is true. I didn't realise it was socially unacceptable until everyone in the studio lost it. But throwing away birthday cards as soon as you get them, I don't really see the point in keeping them.
I mean, it's just polite to have them on display for a week at least. No?
Well, that's the message that counts.
Okay.
You know what? Just quickly on this, okay? Going to Hallmark or whatever, or Spinneys and something, picking out a birthday card and then just writing your name at the top, Dear Harry, and then letting the message do the rest of it, is not thoughtful. So if I throw it in the bin, too bad. It cancels each other out.
Oh, my gosh. I'm never, ever writing in a card for you ever again.
You're right. I am coming across as ungrateful. Please continue to buy me birthday presents, though.
Get them through 4009. What does your partner do that's socially unacceptable? Lauren from Murdiff said she was at a party over the weekend and her partner, Mark, was discussing salaries. I find that socially unacceptable for sure.
So I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's what everyone earns a salary. Everyone earns money. That's why we go to work.
Yeah, but then when you earn something different, it all gets really awkward.
Pricey, whenever we have this discussion, we're always at the bottom of the list
that
for
too.
Owners. So
yeah, it gets
we know
awkward
where we stand.
And or depressing.
I know. Oh, where does Ryan work? Oil and gas? Yeah. Okay.
What is socially unacceptable that your partner does? Text it through 4009.
All right, we'll take your calls on this next. What socially unacceptable thing does your partner do?
Mm-hmm.
Pricey was a little upset with Kiwi Jamie yesterday.
Well, yeah, I thought maybe it was a little bit socially unacceptable when he arrived at my barbecue out the back, and then as soon as he did, he took his drone and the boys, all the boys, except for you, Harry. Sans Harry, out the back to play with his drone.
Yeah, apparently everyone had a problem with me throwing away birthday cards.
Yeah, socially unacceptable for Harry to throw away birthday cards as soon as he reads them. So it's literally like, Dear Harry, happy birthday. I hope all your dreams and wishes come through true for the new year. Love, Pricey. Bin.
You say them like I'm getting a few. It was one. That was it. Melissa from Jebel Ali, your partner does something socially unacceptable.
Yeah, indeed he does.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't seem to think so. He basically would take his own fork that is used to just eat his plate of food and then pick at the main dishes on the table at our friend's house after a lovely dinner.
That's hilarious.
So you've got the food on display for everybody. You're laughing. And he just takes the fork and just picks at whatever he likes.
Yep.
I've done that before.
I try and throw him the evil eye to get him to stop doing it, but he doesn't seem to think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
Melissa's staring at him, staring at the dish. Staring at him, staring at the dish.
It really, Mel, you know by now, it really has to be spelt out to us blokes. Like, we don't know what that means.
Oh, Mel, next time it happens at our dinner table, I'll think of you straight away, babe.
Thanks.
All right, good luck at the next barbecue. Liz is driving down our Wassail Road. Your partner does something pretty socially unacceptable as well.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Wherever we go, he forgets everybody and he starts playing the eardrums. The music is pumping and he is sitting there and I'm giving him the evil eye and that makes it even worse.
The little evil eyes going around.
I feel like there are a lot of barbecues happening around the UAE with women giving their partners evil eyes. Melissa was just doing the same. Is he good at the eardrums? Does he play drums or...
Well, he used to, and I think he'd like to play again, but, you know, it's a standing joke with all our friends. Wherever we go, the music goes, he just turns away and that's it, and everyone makes a joke of it.
Yeah. And as soon as Phil Collins in the Air Tonight starts, everyone's just like, oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Please.
You know, I'd put that on just specifically for him. I'd be like, oh, here he comes. All right, get out, Phil. Let's do it.
You'd be giving Pricey the evil eye as well, Liz, just for fanning
exactly.
the...
Yeah. Oh, Liz, that's awesome. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for joining the show. If you want to join the show anytime as well, 4009 is our number. Coming up next, we're going to give you details on how you could be going to London.
Yeah, you've got to be listening out as well because we want you to parade in London with Virgin Economy Classic.
Yeah.
Flights, accommodation and a shopping spree could be all yours.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. We've been doing it all week as well. Make sure you stand by. Details next after the Sugar Babes. This is Push the Button at Dubai 92. Just gone 29 minutes past 8. You're with Harry and Pricey. Morning.
Pricey Scandal.
One of Hollywood's most beloved couples is separating after almost a decade of marriage. They've announced this on Twitter. It's Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan Tatum.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to say Tom Hanks.
Oh, never. Tom Hanks has been married for like 50s.
Yeah, but you said Hollywood's most beloved couple.
Well, these guys are. Everyone loves Channing Tatum. What?
I don't like Channing Tatum.
Why not?
I don't care for him.
Why? He's lovely.
I don't know. I never met the guy.
Great dancer. Oh, I've seen him in interviews. He's so nice.
I did think that they were pretty solid as a rock couple, though.
Yeah, and
I will say.
They met on the set of their movie Step Up. Yeah. So, like, you know, and... Damn, I really like these two. I'm really upset about this.
Well, women will be rejoicing now, though, because he's like a sex symbol, right? Now he's single.
Yeah, I know, but you just wouldn't do that to Jenna.
I'm sure there are women out there that
there
will.
Are. There will be. So they've written in a
statement. Producer Layla's nodding.
Written in a statement. We have lovingly chosen to separate as a couple. We fell deeply in love so many years ago and have had a magical journey together. We're not going to be commenting beyond this. And we thank you all in advance for respecting our family's privacy. Sending lots of love, Chan and Jenna. Oh, I'm so upset.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just, you know... Brad and Ange last year, Channing and Jenna this year, like what?
It's been a very tough year for you, Pricey.
It has.
Yeah.
I know. You know how much I love Hollywood.
I know.
I live vicariously through these people. Oh, dear. Hey, this is good. I'm really looking forward to this. April the 6th. This is going to be cool. If you love Netflix as much as I do, you must love the In Conversations with David Letterman.
Yeah, it's good he's back.
He has this web series. It's called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. And he's had like George Clooney on there. He's had Barack Obama on there. And the next person is going to be Jay-Z.
Right.
Yeah, so Jay-Z is going to get all the questions, obviously, because he's married to Beyonce as well. And so they actually released a little bit of a teaser for it. And it's pretty cool. He does actually cover a lot. Take a listen.
Very few people are telling their real, true life story. If you know about my family and all the things that happened, in the beginning, you were rapping for the DJ. Every free second I had, I was creating, writing on paper bags and just stuffing in my pocket. He's bringing out an ugly side of America that we wanted to believe was gone.
Kanye West, are we friends? Tell me what happened. I'm told your wife is also in show business.
I love Letterman. I'm just glad Letterman's back anyway.
And he makes them feel so comfortable because he is just such a nice, funny, friendly guy.
Yeah,
so
totally.
I can't wait to see that. That's on April the 6th on Netflix.
All right. Thank you for the scandal, Pricey. We're running late news with Danny Norton up next. We're going to head out of here. If you missed anything, grab the podcast. Catboy's up next as well.
Yeah, with Dubai 92 Mornings.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of tunes on the way for you.
Dua Lipa new rules on the way for you with Catboy.
And we're so glad these guys are back as well. Years and years. A brand new one. It's called Sanctify. It's on the way for you this morning.
We'll catch you tomorrow from 5.
Bye.